The fighting in Afghanistan and a four-year-old drought have made it all but impossible to grow crops, and the onset of winter is making it hard for aid groups to deliver food to hundreds of thousands of hungry refugees. Daniel Wordsworth works with the Christian Children's Fund at a clinic in northern Afghanistan.
We noticed a high number of malnourished children coming into the place, and the doctors were very concerned. The clinic was working with some of these vulnerable families for quite a long time. When the Taliban left, they went through the clinic, they destroyed it, they looted it, so they left them with very little to be able to respond to these families.
The United States has been dropping food supplies into Afghanistan. Obviously, they haven't reached these children.
The agencies like the United States and the World Food Program have done a huge job. The food is going out there. The problem that really exists is more with the very vulnerable families, those people that live on the edge of the society, the very poor communities. Those that were displaced by the war, who have now returned to their empty villages or their empty towns, going into their fourth year of drought. They have very little land. They have no seeds to replant. While the war has been going on, the land has been sown with landmines. And so it's very difficult for these people in those circumstances to get back up on their feet. And even sometimes the rations that they do get are simply not enough for some of these children.
Had the Taliban been feeding them?
No, when the Taliban was here, no, there wasn't a lot of response there. It was really up to agencies like the Red Crescent Society and other organizations to provide food and to work with these children.
Now, you've been distributing food supplements to the children, right?
We're just commencing that work now with this particular clinic.
What are you giving them?
A ration called BP5, which is a highly nutritious biscuit. And we provide that over an extended period of time to help get the kids back into a normal state of nutrition.
We've been talking about children. What about the adults?
I think that the adults can wear the situation a bit better than the children can. I think the children, as usual, are a bit more vulnerable in this situation, and so feel the effects more. They're more prone to sickness, more prone to suffering in this particular situation.
What other sorts of health problems have you seen?
Measles with some children. There is acute respiratory infection. Diarrhea. These are issues that I think the clinic is facing and that a number of the health agencies are facing. Another thing that CCF is actually really looking into is the whole issue of education and the well-being of the child as a whole.
You're not working alone, are you? I mean, where's the United Nations, other non-governmental organizations?
We're certainly not working alone. The World Food Program is distributing food. UNICEF is also working with children. There are other agencies here like Oxfam. I think we're all working together to address this situation in this part of the world.
Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you need help?
I think most of us feel overwhelmed by the situation. There's the issue of the landmines. There's the issue of seed coming into the new season and the continuing drought. And so it's really a staggering situation to go into a camp or to go into a town and just see the hunger that people have, yes, for seeds, the hunger they have for education, the hunger they have for assistance.
Daniel Wordsworth is an aid worker with the Christian Children's Fund in northern Afghanistan.